So my name is Kelly Salas, and I'm on the board of the League of Women Voters of Asheville-Buncombe County. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan, all-volunteer-based political organization, and I really want to stress nonpartisan. We also, our membership is women and men, all passionate about protecting our democracy. The League has been in place, the overall League of Women Voters has been in place since February of 1920, so we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this month. I think what's really important that we do is voter service and citizen education. So we'll get a lot of calls about how to register to vote. Where can people find out information about who's on their ballot and what they stand for? And at this point, I want to put in a plug for vote411.org. The National League, the State League, the local leagues all solicit information from candidates in their area. We put that on this website. You can go to the website, put in your address or close by address, find out who's on your ballot, and then what the candidate positions are as defined by them. They send in the information to our questions. So it's a lot of citizen education at this point. We're getting a lot of calls right now asking about voter ID, which, as you know, is not in place for this election. It was originally in place. It was overturned. So people will not need to have photo ID for this election. And sometimes that creates confusion. And so if you call us or send us an email, we often have the answers. Sometimes we might direct you to the North Carolina Board of Elections, who's also a great resource for anything that you may need, what voting hours are, all of that.
You've got an event coming up on Friday. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so last Thursday, as we were considering celebrating our 100th birthday, we thought, well, let's throw ourselves a birthday party. And then let's invite all of the local candidates for a citizen meet and greet. You know, there's a lot of organizations out there that are doing candidate forums, debates, et cetera. We really wanted to have something that was a little more informal, where people could relax and mingle in a casual atmosphere and meet the candidates for the offices, for the local offices. So as of this date, we have 14 people who are coming on Friday night. So we really think with, you know, with the short turnaround, this is a tremendous response. So the people, the candidates that have responded positively for Asheville City Council are Kristen Goldsmith, Sandra Kilgore, Kim Roney, Shane McCarthy, and Sage Turner. For Buncombe County Commission, Terry Wells, who's running for a seat in District 1, Nancy Nels Nelson, also for District 1, and Donna Ensley for District 3. For North Carolina Senate, all three candidates for all three Democratic candidates for District 48 are coming: Brian Caskey, Crystal Figueroa, and Nadja Underwood. And for 49, the same: Travis Smith, Julie Mayfield, and Ben Scales. Some of these seats are not on the primary ballot for Republican and other parties, so they're not included. Only the ones that are on the primary ballots are included. We did not want to leave anybody out.
Tell me about what sort of format people can expect. What will the evening be like?
Well, we're going to have a big birthday cake for ourselves to celebrate our 100th anniversary. And really, I think people will just be able to mix and mingle. We'll have some small finger foods. The candidates will be able to just mill around, talk. We'll be providing information on the census and also on 100 years of the League in action. But again, people will just be able to wander around, talk to the candidates for the offices in which they're interested in, be able to ask the questions that they want to ask. There will not be a formal format in any way.
What do you hope the public gets out of it?
To us, this is really democracy. These are our representatives. They need to meet people in person, understand what their needs are, what people are concerned about, put a face to a name, and feel like, hey, I know that person. If I have a problem in the future, you know, I know what this who this person is, and I feel comfortable putting their name down to represent me in this office.
There's so much attention on the national elections. that we tend to sort of overlook what's happening local. We get distracted. And so until we get to the, you know, the polling place, and you're like, oh, holy smokes, I don't really know my candidates. And so this sounds like a really good chance to be able to do that right before Tuesday.
Oh, exactly. We've got a couple of concerns that it was getting kind of late in the game. But, you know, our position is it's not over until the last person's voted in Buncombe County. So people, you know, have gotten some interest from the public already. They're really excited about coming out and meeting these folks. Because I think you're right. All the focus to date has been on the national offices. But people in Buncombe know how important their North Carolina Senate representation is, their Buncombe County commission officers are, and certainly the Asheville City Council members are, to their day-to-day life. The event itself is from 5:30 to 8:30. So all of the candidates have agreed to be there during that time. So people who can come for the whole time, or they can come for just a short period of time.
So you've got this event, and then looking forward, what will you be doing primary day?
We'll be monitoring the phones and our email accounts in case anyone has any questions or any trouble voting, whatever people may need.